This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-Bag of the Day.
Hey, here we go, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up. I've been going through it on the laptop. It's a lot easier to go through the email on the laptop than it is on the phones.
Yeah.
At Lucky Lucius P on social media. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Yes, Sandra Bullock is amazing. Yes. 60-year-old woman, chef's kiss right there.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, it looks like Michael Jackson in the face. Looks like the 90s Michael Jackson.
It's the nose job.
Yeah. L-U-C-I-O-U-S, Alexander on Facebook. Follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. This is day two for this champion sound. Mr. Brian Broaddus, who is not here, did a Coach O impersonation for us. He was inspired by a video of Coach O dancing with his shirt off at a wedding. Bro, and I've now seen it.
Yeah.
I've now seen it. It looks like a Chippendale moment.
It does,
like,
dude.
Chris Farley at Chippendale.
Yes.
Crazy, bro.
Yes.
Don't he's the biggin.
Crazy. And them cufflinks had him. Like, he would have had the shirt off faster, but them cufflinks had him.
Is that what got him?
Yeah, had him.
Looked like he was wearing it as a cape or something.
Here's Broaddus.
I think he lives down in Miami. I think he's got, like, a condo situation. They were interviewing him, and he
Good
was talking
him,
about,
oh, I live on the 17th floor of this building. And, you know, he was doing
that whole bit. And he was talking about it.
Go out, work out every day. Go out there and jog a little bit, and you get outside and let everybody see what's see me without my shirt on. Yeah, you see me without my shirt on. I was at a wedding the other day, and I was doing some Coach O things. You see me with my no shirt. Yeah, yeah. I was liquored up pretty good. Had a ride home from the state troopers. State troopers are friends of mine. Yeah, yeah, they're friends.
Coach O got to get out of Miami if he acting like that, bro.
Man, he's wild.
17 floors of Miami condo. He's got to. You got to go Alabama and lay low, bro. Low country.
Man, he's got his shirt off more than Jimmy Johnson on a fishing
you
boat.
Got to chill, bro.
I, it's very rare that you see him with a shirt on. Yeah.
You will run through that money, man. Chill out, fam.
I wonder if he ever attempted with the NCAA to be like allowed to just coach on the sidelines with no shirt on. I wonder how much of a fight he put up for that.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been that would have been amazing.
With all the equipment out and the headphones and everything, oh, but your shirt off. Oh, my God.
It gets hot in the SEC. Week one, week two.
Yeah, and
I bet he wanted to.
For yeah. sure.
All right, we've got a lady right here that goes off in a drive-thru, guy, at this wing spot somewhere in Florida. This is
We do?
Yeah, you know y'all got the best wings,
now, we
right?
We do have the best
Y'all
wings.
Got the best wings, the best fries. Where we at?
Where we at? The Holy Moly.
What at?
The Holy Moly.
And where at? In Gainesville, Florida.
In Gainesville, Florida.
And you the one on the mic back there when you order, right?
That's me.
You rude as f***. You oh. rude. You a big rude bitch. You on the intercom
I'm
being
sorry.
Rude.
What it is,
you don't know. You just a big rude bitch. you were just rude to me, and I heard you rude to the people back there. If y'all got good wings, but you're a rude, ugly, bald head. Have a great day, bald head, ugly bitch.
Dang. Wow.
Wow, man, she said this. She set him up and then went at it.
She did.
Ooh.
What could he have done?
He must have said something real.
He might have been doing like the Italian sandwich shop bit, you know? You go to an Italian sandwich shop in New York or a pizza shop, they're going to be rude to you. Like, hey, come on, what's your order?
Yeah, what do you want? You know?
Oh, yeah, like the Jamaican spots.
Is that what they do, too?
What do you want?
Yeah.
What do you want?
I appreciate it. You know, I like it.
Never tell you the price. Yeah. They just give you, you take the card, they swipe it. No receipt.
Moving on.
Not sure what you just charged me, but thanks for the pizza.
Yep.
You want white or dark meat? Let me get white meat. We don't have white meat.
Why the hell, Jeff?
Jeez, bro. Okay,
I'll take what you
man.
Have.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever you got, family. You can put it on the plate for me.
The place is great.
This woman seen a Tesla driving itself. I seen one of those in traffic, too, the other day.
Oh, really?
Wow. And then it's an Uber. It's picking somebody up because they were in the back seat. I wouldn't even be in the back seat. I got to be in the front so I can at least try to grab the wheel if something goes
there you
wrong.
Go. Yeah.
I don't think I could get in one of those.
Give me some brake pedals like a driver's ed car. I want to be able to override this thing.
Yeah.
There is nobody in it. We at Winco. I'm going to move out the way because it's driving itself. It's literally driving its self. It's driving itself. Move out the way. The car is driving itself. Move. It's driving. Nobody is in it. Yeah, move out the way. Move out the way, y'all. It's driving itself by itself. Move out the way, y'all. Move out the way.
She hasn't paid her Wi-Fi bill in a couple of years. It's a thing, honey. It's gone crazy.
Get out the way. Get out the way.
It's a ghost car.
Lindy driving his self. It's driving itself. Move out the way.
She's trying to be like the Good Samaritan.
Yeah, she is concerned.
She's concerned.
Hold on, guys. You stay in the store.
Yeah.
It's crazy out here.
Everyone. Listen up.
Maximum Overdrive. You ever seen the movie Maximum Overdrive with the 18-wheelers that kind of come to life?
No,
oh, my God.
That sounds terrifying.
Oh, my God. One of them's got that clown face, the alien clown face.
Oh.
All right, let's see what else we got.
Oh, that was one on the VHS covers like in the 80s and 90s that I was always interested in.
Yes. That right there,
King.
Boy. I used to watch that back to back.
That's
back.
Creepy.
There's no way my parents would let me get that. They would think it's too silly.
It's too much.
We got to get something the whole family will like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're all going to sit there and
with
watch.
My movie pick, I got to get something with the whole family. I'll see. Yeah. All right. All right. We got a man right here that got into it with two cyclists on the trail. They're right there on the bridge. I think he feels like they were calling him out of his name. So he confronted them. He's an older man, not too old, but, you know, man of a certain age. These guys are younger. He already threw one cyclist's bike over the bridge at this point. Okay. Oh my God.
Who's the bitch? Which one? Which one is the bitch?
What's
the hell? Oh, you're the bitch. You.
No. Yo, dude, what
show
we
me
do?
Your bitch.
What do we do? What do we do, man?
Who's the bitch?
What do we do?
You said bitch.
No,
you.
We didn't.
You're good.
No, I didn't say anything.
You're good?
Dude, I didn't.
Are
say
you sure
anything.
You're good?
I'm sure I'm good. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say anything, man.
And your bike is here.
I know.
Bitch. What?
We didn't. We're not talking.
Hey, you want to try?
You want to try?
Dude, we don't want to cause problems.
Bitch.
No, dude, please.
You just
please
said stop. It again, man.
Because you're hitting me. Please, buddy, stop. We don't want to fight. We're scared.
Buddy,
please stop. Please.
You do it again. You're going to river.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You hear me?
We're sorry.
Do you I'm hear
sorry.
Me?
I hear you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm going shook.
There's two bikes there. He could be in the river.
Okay, we're sorry.
I'm an ass. I'm a bitch. But I won't do it because you're young as f***.
We're sorry.
I'm 48.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, man.
You want to do it again?
No. No, we're sorry. We'll leave.
Hey, you know there's a cougar around here. A cougar is chasing people.
Okay.
I don't know that cougar. But watch yourself, boys.
Okay, really careful.
Watch yourself, boys.
Really careful.
Wow.
Wow.
This happened in Portland.
Who's the bitch?
Wow. Watch yourself, boys.
Was this guy like super yoked?
No.
Why were these boys scared? He sounds like a total wimp.
No. They had like a little physical confrontation there for a second, and old buddy was strong.
Okay.
He stood his ground. He snatched them around a little bit, and that's when they really got scared. No, we're sorry, dude. Yeah. We're sorry, man.
He told them, you call me a B-word, you'll end up in the river.
Yeah.
You never know some of these road ragers out here, dude. They take things way too seriously.
Yes.
Absolutely. Can't handle a little Next insult. You know.
Can't handle a little insult. Yeah. It's just a finger.
Yeah. All righty. What do you say, Lucius? Time to vote.
That's it.
Is it Broadus, who's out, by the way, today? Yeah. Send Broadus some love on social media. Let him know that he is missed, taking care of his lady who was sick. Okay. So that's going around. You know Brian was sick. He played through it. And today he's helping his lady. Speaking of ladies, a lady called out the rude wings guy there right in the drive-thru. Woman saw a Tesla driving itself, wanted to learn, warn all the other citizens, get out of the way. Or the driver raging on the cyclist. I got to go with Broadus, Chief. How about you?
I'm going to go with the fast food.
All righty, Lucius.
The cyclist. Crashing out on the cyclist.
Man.
Tied at one, Wolchuk.
I liked the cyclist, too. Who's right. the bitch?
By a score of 2-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion. It's the rage on the cyclist. If you ever miss the champ, you can always check back in at about 2:20 every afternoon, right before Wolchuk's Top 10. We replay the champ, and then he faces challengers at 5:30. Then we get to LA Live, speaking of which, here's Lucius.
If you couldn't tell by those nominees, that's a Toxic Tuesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Squares. Fire up this funk. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Everybody get high.
I had to come find you.
So why you didn't come tap me? What you
why
taking a picture?
Why
do you have
all,
to take
I
a picture
have this conversation
and
with
send
you
it?
Without your supervisor here. So why
I don't have a supervisor.
Him?
I quit
okay,
this job.
Okay, that's fine. Then I'm asking you to leave the store because I shouldn't have to have this
conversation. You
want to
send a picture in an email and versus you could tap me and say, hey, what's
okay,
going
and
on?
Again, I'm going to ask you to leave the store.
F*** you and f*** you too. F*** both of y'all. I quit you this whole ass job. All right, go email that.
Bye.
Dumbass.
7259.
Attention all at-home shoppers. This whole ass job. Thomas Woods. Karen Sokolowski. Y'all can take whatever y'all want because at this point ain't no security in this bitch. I quit. No, you and this.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Job, I quit. Nah, bitch. How about that? Nah, go email that.
Go email that.
I love the name drops.
Karen Cesalosi. Hey, this is LA Live for Tuesday, July 1st. Look at that. It's already.
My goodness.
July 1st, bro. My gosh, so fast. 2025. It is a toxic Tuesday here at LA Live, and the content will be toxic today.
Yes. Nice.
Please do not judge me for it. It's just the way of the world at this point.
I'm judging you.
Welcome in, first time, last time, and long time listeners to this radio station. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com.
I wrote this song. I saw that you guys were protesting that immigrant that was taken from his home and sent away, Luka Doncic. And you guys... That's so cool how much of allies you guys are.
And during the few moments that we have left,
here we go.
We want to talk right down to earth.
No, wait a minute. Wait,
can
wait.
Easily understand.
Wait a minute. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Living color. Look in my eyes,
what do you see? Yeah, underrated song. Great song.
They just did a Tiny Desk, rocked it, man. Smoked that thing. Before I get into the content, did you guys see? Hold on, let me send you this real quick. Did you guys see that they're giving Drake a hard time for his alleged fake abs?
Man,
yes,
yeah.
I saw that. So
boom.
I saw the Sunday
photo. Yeah, you seen that?
Yeah, I mean, it does look like there's a little photoshopping going on.
Sculpted abs. They're also giving French Montana a hard time because he's got some sculpted abs, mm-hmm. allegedly.
What's that? What's Big that involve? Is there like an implant in there?
It might be implants. Yeah, might be implants. No, a little way. Suction and implant situations. I don't know.
That's just weird.
That's what I'm saying. Would you do that? Like,
no.
If you had endless money, would you go get the fake abs?
No.
Would you get a fake anything?
It doesn't look proportioned to the rest of the body. Like, that's how you can tell. That's why the Drake thing started. Because he just looks like the shoulder
it
and arms
crazy.
Don't match.
Yeah,
no. I mean, I think that's the great thing about being a dude is you don't have to, like, look perfect to pull the hottest chicks in the world, right? Just be successful and have the gift of gab. Done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that'll get it done.
It's too perfect, bro. You're right. Like, there's no definition in the arms or chest, but all of a sudden, abs are just going abby.
Yeah.
Bro. What are we doing,
it's strange.
Dog?
It's
see, crazy. I couldn't look myself in the mirror knowing that I'd done that. You know, that's why I wouldn't. You know, I'd be like, wow, I'm so insecure. I had to
buy these abs.
Surgically change my body with fake abs.
They have chest implants, too.
No, oh, really?
And calf implants.
Yeah.
They do the biceps.
Now, here's what I would do.
If, see.
If you could, like, send... like little DNA molecules in to rebuild me naturally. Like, hey, we have figured out the genetic code.
Yeah, get you back together.
Why your muscles got old? We're gonna make them go young again, but more impressive. I'm in for that.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah,
that's what I think HGH is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not mad at that. And then the peptos or peptides, what everybody's taking right now.
Yeah,
yeah. Give me a combination of that situation. But I don't know about
supercharge me.
Yeah,
I don't need any plastic parts in me.
That's I got abs like this, but I can't even bust out like 5 sit-ups. It's crazy looking.
This is obvious, dude. Looking at Drake, it's obvious. And he's oiled up. It looks like he's got some baby oil on the abs as well.
Yeah, he did eat himself.
But you don't have 6-pack abs and then just be kind of just regular everywhere else. The evidence is damning here.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah, I've seen the calf muscles. A lot of guys like getting those, but just the abs.
How do they come off?
Diamond calves, man.
They look like...
They look insane. Like you've been a track star your whole life. Rest of your body soaking smooth. Just gooey. Everything about you was gooey. But also your calves are just insane.
But those calves are bussing.
Oh, yeah, bussing. Bussing, bro.
Shout out to Johnny Drama.
Crazy. All right, did y'all see that President Trump? He may make Elon Musk walk the plank.
What?
I know y'all didn't see that on. Come on, I know you seen that on your timeline.
They were feuding back and forth, and then I saw something that it kind of started up again.
Yeah.
I didn't follow up with how or what happened.
Yeah. I knew this was coming when it first dropped. That Steve Bannon came out and said, How about we just deport Elon? I remember that. And it was kind of like a joke in a sense, but it finally got to Trump.
Yeah.
I knew this was coming when he showed up in that T-shirt in the Oval Office. Ooh. Remember that one?
Yeah, dude. Deporting the guy is crazy.
Yeah.
Man, Trump and Elon were thick as thieves before this. Now we're all talking about kicking him out the country. Musk paid millions to help Trump get into the White House. Then Elon started talking slick about Trump's big, beautiful bill. The big, beautiful bill. And the EV mandate. It's a mandate. It's a mandate. And he liked that. So Trump threatened to take his government contacts away or something like that. Contracts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's contracts. Huge. That's how he got rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did not sell all the cars to get rich.
Whoa.
Yeah. He sold the government that he needed subsidies. When they were Democrats, by the way. He made all the money off the Democrats. Like, he's doing a great job pulling both sides. But I don't think he's loyal enough to really be teammates with Don long term.
No.
He's doing his own thing. And he's got the more money. So
I mean, you can't go out there and think you're going to be patched up with Don after you said he was on that Epstein list.
No. Yeah.
You're not going to patch it up with him at this point.
Yeah.
Not a man talking about kicking you out of the country on a microphone in front of everybody.
I don't know. I think we'll have to take a look. We might have to put Doge on Elon. You know what Doge is? Doge is the monster that might have to go back and eat Elon. Wouldn't that be terrible?
Wow.
He gets a lot of subsidies, Peter. But Elon's very upset that the EV mandate is going to be terminated. And you know what? When you look at it, not everybody wants an electric car. I don't want an electric car. I want to have maybe gasoline, maybe electric, maybe a hybrid, maybe someday a hydrogen. If you have a hydrogen car, it has one problem. It blows up, you know? So I'm going to give that one to Peter. Going to let Peter test it out.
Oh, my God.
Give that one to Peter.
There's a lot there. There was a lot there.
Oh, man.
First of all, shout out to Peter. Trump just said he was going to give you a car that blows up.
Oh, poor Peter.
How about that? For the fake news. Yeah, man, that is wild. So if I'm Elon, where's Elon at? Is he in the country? Did he go to that wedding, Bezos' wedding?
Oh, man, that's a great question.
I hope he didn't go to Bezos. Are they cool?
I don't know. I doubt that they're cool. I wouldn't think that they're cool.
Okay.
Aren't they kind of rivals?
I don't know. They're all billionaires point, but I don't know. But if I'm Elon, I wouldn't want to be out of the country at this moment when people's talking about deporting me and taking my businesses away. Oh my gosh.
Is this like a negotiation, you think?
I don't know what. No, he's running that man out of town.
I never know with the president, right? Because he knows how to negotiate, and he'll paint the most extreme picture of what's going to happen to you if you don't agree with him.
Make you look crazy out here.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bezos, anyway, Bezos and his new bride. Now, this whole time I was thinking Bezos. I heard a story that Bezos and Miss Sanchez and their family, like, they were just two couples in a sense, and they kind of switched. That's when I first heard.
Like wife swap?
Yeah, it was two couples. They used to hang out. Bezos and Laura kind of started eyeing each other, and they kind of skied it off.
Gotcha.
All right.
But I don't think that's the true story. I think that was just a made-up story out here that people were feeding on the timeline. I don't know. This whole time, I was thinking Bezos left his first wife for Lauren Sanchez. Mm-hmm. Because he kind of upgraded. If you look at his past one, you know, you can be whatever.
First one in my 20s, didn't have much going.
Now I'm rich.
Now I'm 40.
Now I'm a billionaire.
I need me a new 20-something, you know, that goes with the tax bracket.
You would have thought he upgraded.
Sure.
But looking at her track record, she might have sniped him.
Oh.
She might have sniped him. Her dating history would give me all types of red flags if I was up a billy. Let's see, Laura Sanchez, Bezos' situation.
Is that the current ex-wife that's getting all the money? No, that's the new wife.
The new one. The current one is giving away all the money. McKenzie?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
She's giving away all the money. She gave some here to North Texas in there. Gave some Grand Prairie Independent School District, in fact.
Appreciate you.
Laura Sanchez, she's a broadcaster and a helicopter pilot.
Wow.
That's quite amazing. But when you look at her track record, she was with former NBA wide receiver Anthony Miller.
Oh.
Back in the day. Former NFL tight end Tony Gonzalez.
Well, it's one of the best in the business.
That's right. Yes.
They had a kid together. She was with former Laker Derek Fisher.
Man, Derek Fisher's got a history, man.
Derek Fisher be getting around, bro. Oof. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Ask Fisher for real.
I would definitely find somebody that was less public in their dating history.
Dude, I just want to stay with my wife.
Yeah.
I already got four kids with her. I know who this is. I'm just going to stick with my wife, bro.
I know. Yeah.
She was engaged to an actor, Henry Simmons.
Okay. Oh, Hanky.
See, like, these are not regular people.
No.
She's going for something here.
Billions?
Billions. She was married to a talent agent, Patrick Whitesell. And he was one that introduced her to Jeff Bezos.
And then the affair started.
There you go.
Wow.
So she like, I met this guy, now moving up. Oh, thank you for introducing me to something else I can. I mean, that's how it looked to me.
Yep. A little clout chasing?
That's how it looked to me. It looked pretty nasty to me, bro. Mm. And Bezos out here bought the city of Venice for him to have the wedding in.
She's on a dating ladder?
Come on, man. You see it?
Yeah.
Dating ladder. Yeah, I like that. That's what she did.
Big time work to the face.
She dated up. I had no idea about that. She dated on up. So, yeah, keep that in mind, bro. Just keep that in mind.
And so she used to be a sports gal. She was on the Best Damn Sports Show, period.
Bro, she's a broadcaster.
Okay.
And a pilot, a helicopter pilot.
That's pretty badass.
And a social climber, apparently. Yeah.
I mean, I can't get talked into another helicopter ride after the first one that I went on. I can't imagine doing that and thinking, I want to fly these things. Maybe I'll do it 50 or 60 times a year.
Yeah, it's scary as hell. It's scary as hell. Yeah, keep your eye on Elon. And then watch this girl right here. See if she's going to move and own like Amazon in a few years.
Yeah, should we put over-unders?
True love.
Like, how long does it last?
What's the prenup like? Do we know?
Hope there was one.
God, I hope so. It's got to be ironclad.
Got to be.
You think he'd learned his lesson?
No, clearly he's not. I mean, she's 55 years old and maybe a 6.5 with all the plastic surgeries he's had. I don't think he's paying much attention at all. You know?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, but the billionaires, when it comes to their dollars,
he might.
I would have to imagine the prenup.
I'd hope so.
Is pretty ironclad, but man.
Especially with a track record like that, bro.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You can live your life. You're a grown adult. Do what you want to, but I got to protect myself. You look like you're out for something.
That's the
way the track record goes.
Yeah. You know, maybe he's never had bad luck romantically, so his spidey senses weren't up. Like, after Dirk had that one, you know all of his future girlfriends were going to be fully vetted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he ended up with a gem as a result of it.
Yeah, in fact, sure did. He 100% did. Now, I say all of that to tell you this. You never know who you're dealing with. I've been holding on to this little clip for a second. My girl likes to fall asleep to true crime.
Mm-hmm.
I like fake crime.
Yeah.
Just give me a regular fake TV show.
Is she like watching the YouTube ones now, too?
She's like,
my girl's really into like the long YouTube or TikTok stories that go multiple chapters.
Gosh.
And they really go into the detail, like a murder podcast damn near.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, well, let's go to 2020, season 42, episode 26, Down Payment on Death. This woman had it out for her husband, okay? This was her husband, her business partner. She damn near did everything she possibly could to get this man locked up so she can control the money in the bank accounts and whatnot and bounce off with her little old side boo. She even planted drugs in his car. That did not work! So she looked to hire a hitman.
Oh, no.
To take them on out the game. Now, if you know like I know, if you're communicating with anybody online and they say they're a hitman, 9 times out of 10, that's the feds.
Oh, yeah.
It's a cop!
You better do your own dirty work.
It's a cop, Jay Reed. Yeah, the hitman was hired. The hitman was an undercover cop. So they played her like a fiddle. Listen to her acting as these cops playing her like a fiddle tell her that her husband's dead.
I'm Sergeant Ramsey. I'm the one that called you. Thank you for coming. I'm sorry to call you. Listen, we had a report of a disturbance at your house, and there were shots fired. Is your husband Michael? Okay, I'm sorry to tell you, ma'am. He's been killed.
No.
He's been killed, ma'am. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. No.
No, Michael.
Try to calm down.
No.
Listen, right now, what we need...
Everybody acting.
No.
We need to get you to our police station. I can't let you in, man. We have to do our job. If you want us to find this killer, okay? We need you to calm down. I'm gonna need you to go with these detectives, okay? Does he have enemies? Is there anyone that would want to hurt him? Okay, who would want to hurt him? Witnesses said they saw a black male running from me. I can't let you see him, ma'am. Ma'am, I cannot do this right now. Ma'am, I can't do it. Detective Yopi.
Man.
Wow, bro.
Everybody acting right there. Everybody. Mm. Nobody was being real in that moment.
Oh, that's wild.
That's wild, right?
That is.
She's crying. She's the one to pay for the hit that she think happened.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. Fake cops.
That's a true psycho, man. So those were fake cops?
Well, I mean.
No, they were acting cops.
Fake hitmen. They were acting like, you know, that type of situation. 100% the feds.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry if her I said face fake cops. I meant fake hitman.
Fake hitman, dude. That's. I mean, how could you fall for that one after all these stories that have been out there?
There's no hitmen online, fam. Right? They're not online. Yeah. Advertising their jobs, bro.
I mean, how stupid would you have to be to advertise your hitman services online?
Yeah.
Doodle me, bro.
I got 5 stars, right? 5 stars right here. Look in the comments. Everybody likes what I did.
Yeah. I got a silencer and everything.
Yeah. All right, man. You never know who you're dealing with. Keep that in mind. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and Creek don't rise. That's my time. I holla, peace.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. All righty, base is coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are we going?
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day, and how would you feel if the Rangers traded this player?
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.